This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The civil war in Syria is threatening to destabilize the entire region. As fighting erupted this week in Al-Qusair, a city near the Lebanese border. Rebel troops have controlled Al-Qusair for more than a year, but government troops recently launched an offensive there. A U.S. State Department official expressed deep concern over reports that the Syrian government has dropped leaflets over the town warning civilians to evacuate or be treated as combatants. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us now from southern Turkey. Deb, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
And why is the U.S. government and U.N. raising the alarm?
Well, one thing is where Al-Qusair is. It's near a major logistics highway that connects the capital to central Syria and to the coast. So it's the corridor from Damascus to the sea. The second reason is because who's fighting? Hezbollah, the Shiite militia from neighboring Lebanon, has crossed the border to join this battle. This week, Hezbollah's chief acknowledged his forces were fighting alongside the Syrian army against the rebels who have held Al-Qusair for more than a year.
Now, of course, the State Department warned the Syrian government against further attacks against civilians. Do we know how many civilians are still in Al-Qusair?
Somewhere around 25,000 to 30,000. And the alarms are sounding because this battle follows a terrifying massacre in this Syrian town of Baida, further up the coast. Videos from the scene show scores of bodies, people stabbed and shot to death, including women and children. So there are fears for Qusair, says Amin Baroudi, who works with the humanitarian arm of the Syrian opposition.
The civilian people in Al-Qusair are under serious risk. Those people are not really armed. They are defended by few Free Syrian Army people that any American has more ammunition under his bed than what they have in their storage. So I would say it's a huge main concern.
I spoke with Baroudi here in Gaziantep this morning, and he says the Syrian opposition has also raised red flags because Hezbollah fighters are now in the battle and because of the casualties expected.
We are losing a person roughly every 10, 15 minutes. This is really a huge nightmare for us Syrians, trying to convince the world to take a fast action.
That's Amin Baroudi, who's working with the humanitarian office of the Syrian main opposition group.
Deb, we've heard warnings from the U.S. administration and the United Nations quite a few times before, but Syria continues in this downward spiral. This week, Washington, D.C. and Moscow seem to revive a plan to try for a negotiated settlement. Is that realistic now?
It certainly doesn't stop the fighting. The rebels are losing ground, and it doesn't seem likely that Assad or his allies, Iran and Hezbollah, will back down from the confrontation. One regional diplomat told me this week, we are fast approaching a time when anything we do will be too late.
Deb, if someone in Al-Qusair wanted to leave, where would they go?
It is difficult to go. We heard this morning that some people have been prevented from leaving Al-Qusair. So on the one hand, you have leaflets asking them to leave. On the other hand, they can't get out. They have been told that if they don't leave town, they will be treated as combatants. And that potentially means they are targets.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Gaziantep, southern Turkey. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.